You're out taking a winter walk, and a small flock of dark gray birds flies up in front of you. They utter a few sharp chip notes, and you notice a flash of white on the edges of their tails as they flit away. They're dark-eyed juncos, and they're the focus of this week's Bird Files. Here's ornithologist Bob Mulvihill of the National Aviary.
Some people call them snowbirds, and not because they fly to Florida for the winter. They are harbingers of winter, often making their first appearance with the first snowfall. You may be surprised to learn that this ordinary little bird scratching for seeds under your bird feeder has had an extraordinarily important role in scholarly studies in biology for more than 70 years. Dr. Ellen Ketterson is a researcher from Indiana University who recently produced a film called The Ordinary Extraordinary Junco. She describes the junco as a rock star for scientists who study animal behavior, ecology, and evolutionary biology. Indeed, generations of researchers have addressed complex questions simply by studying the junco. Take migration. Each fall, female juncos leave their Canadian breeding grounds before the males, and ultimately they fly much farther south. Because of this, the first juncos you see in Pennsylvania in mid-October will be the smaller, lighter gray and browner females. By early November, most of the females have flown south, and more of the larger, darker gray males begin arriving. Unlike the transient females, though, most of the males remain here. By this time of year, when they're all through sorting themselves out, almost three-quarters of the juncos visiting feeders in Pennsylvania and points north will be males, while a similar proportion of the juncos wintering in the southeastern U.S. will be females. But why? For one thing, by wintering farther north, males have shorter distances to return to their nesting grounds in the spring. This means they can arrive earlier, which helps when there's competition to stake out breeding sites. Because males tend to battle over territories, larger size helps them to be competitive. But larger size also gives males the ability to winter farther north. This has to do partly with Bergman's rule, one of those textbook ecology principles you may remember from biology class. It's the one that states that within a species or a group of closely related species, individuals in northern areas that are colder will tend to be larger. That's because the bigger the bird, the greater its ability to conserve heat. So larger males are better suited for cold winters. Now maybe it makes more sense why female juncos winter farther south than males. And that's just one of many extraordinary things that scientists have learned about this ordinary little bird.
That was ornithologist Bob Mulvihill of the National Aviary. And thanks to the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology for the bird calls heard in that story. Follow our Bird Files Twitter handle, @AFBirds, for photos, news, and videos of birds as close as your backyard or as far away as Hawaii.